We've seen the impact we make when we stand together. So let's stand with candidates who represent us in Washington, D.C. Sherrod Brown always stands up for the well-being of our community, capping the price of insulin and cracking down on predatory landlords jacking up rents in black neighborhoods. Black power is in our votes. Let's use it today. Vote now to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
BFFT. From the PAC West Center in downtown Portland, presented by High Caliber Millwrights, here's John Canzano with the bald-faced truth.
I couldn't have been the only person surprised yesterday to see some Major League Baseball to Portland news. Now, how real was the news? The Portland City Council unanimously approved a resolution to support the Portland Diamond Project's efforts to bring MLB to PDX. Mayor Ted Wheeler was quoted. The city commissioners were quoted. The Portland Diamond Project, Craig Cheek was quoted in a piece. And, you know, I went, hey, this is good. It looks like everybody's rowing in the same direction. But what does it actually mean? Because the naysayers are going to say it's a hollow gesture. We need to see a shovel in the ground. Frankly, I'm still waiting to see a shovel in the ground. But I like that the political current seems to be flowing all in the same direction. Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler, I reached out this morning to City Hall, wanted to find out, would he come on the show? I've been critical of the mayor at different times, the handling of downtown Portland, the crime in downtown Portland, the image of the city, the perception of the city, in part because, you know, like a lot of you, I love Portland. I love the city. I love the Pacific Northwest. And the mayor's office got back to me, said he's willing to do the interview. Great. Let's have it. Let's have him on the show. And on that note, Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler joining us. How are you?
I am doing very well. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. You know, we got young kids in our household, so Halloween, you know, trick-or-treating, all of that.
It's a big day for sure, and I hope you have the huge bowls of candy ready to go.
What, do you have a Halloween costume that you wore growing up that you remember? What just popped into your mind?
I don't know why, but I always liked the skeletons. So I tended to dress up as a skeleton.
Great. Now I will forever think about Mayor Ted Wheeler in a skeleton costume anytime I think of you. But help me with this. Help me. The resolution that is passed yesterday that is a unanimous resolution, how are we framing this? How do you want to frame this as you talk about what this means in context to sort of the what else is going on in Portland?
Well, only obviously that this is part of a bigger theme. We've had a lot of significant successes lately moving big projects forward. We just got the WNBA franchise. And so what I'd like people to take away from this is, yes, we went through a difficult and challenging period of several years, but we're definitely bouncing back. And I'm sure you've made this point many, many times, but when it comes to MLB, we are the largest unserved market in the United States. Just from an economic perspective, this makes a ton of sense.
Help me with this, because the passing of a resolution or what was voted on yesterday, it's 5-0, strong statement, looks like everybody's rowing in the same direction. But help people understand, is this a gesture? Is this, you know, how... In your world, what does passing a resolution like this mean?
It means we are committing to bringing a major league franchise to Portland. It means that we are going to work as a city institution to support the Portland Diamond Project's acquisition of the Zidell Yards, that we will continue to have all of our bureaus coordinate and consolidate their efforts around MLB to make sure that it happens. So that's everything from permits to infrastructural investments to evaluating other potential properties that might be associated ultimately with a larger package around this particular deal. So I see this as more than a gesture. I see this as a firm commitment on the part of the city of Portland that we are moving forward to attract an MLB franchise.
this, you know, cities have had a hard time, I think, in the last 5 or 7 years. Portland hit as much as anybody, and, you know, working from home, less and less reason to go downtown. I have long viewed sports as a magnet for families and for people. It's one of those things that gets us all in our car and gets us moving toward, in a lot of cities, moving towards the downtown corridor. How important do you think sports are to the future of Portland?
I have long said that post-COVID, people don't have to be located in urban areas any longer. So you have to make them want to be here. And the way you make them want to be here is through activations, through sports, through cultural opportunities, through economic initiatives. And professional sports is the center of that target. Having an MLB team would literally bring billions of outside dollars into our community. Obviously, it would be a huge shot in the arm for commercial development, for housing development, everything in close proximity in the North McAdam TIF district, our economic development district there at the Zidell Yards, but also just it would be a huge shot in the arm, a positive shot in the arm in terms of boosting morale and improving our city's reputation. So I see it as a win-win-win. This is a huge opportunity for the city of Portland.
Mayor Ted Wheeler is our guest, Portland Mayor. You know, look, I don't think it's lost on the audience that, you know, you're winding towards the end of your tenure in Portland. Why was this important to you personally to get this sort of done before you leave office?
Well, there's a couple of reasons. First of all, there's a matter of urgency here. The baseball commissioner, as well as the other owners, have made it clear that they want to move quickly when they do their expansion sites. Portland has to have all of its ducks in a row well prior to that. So we really can't wait. We can't delay. We have to show that we're pulling in the same direction. There are very specific things that the city of Portland needs to do to support this project. The resolution includes all of those specific things that the city must do around permitting, around infrastructure, around collaborating across our bureaus. The other thing that's important here is I want people to realize that Portland has so much good opportunity. We've just kicked off the new Keller Auditorium. The Rothko Pavilion at the Art Museum is about to open. We were just awarded the WNBA franchise. The OMSI project's going to take off soon. And if we add MLB to this mix, we are very well positioned as a city for the future. So I feel great about this. I think MLB will feel great about Portland's position when they look at our market and look at our passionate support of sports and, frankly, our deep and rich history around baseball that you've talked a lot about on your program. We are really, we're the team to beat here. And so we just want to make sure we have all of our ducks in a row now that we're well positioned and we keep this ball moving forward.
I've been very critical of you over the years. I have questioned your leadership. I have been frustrated about what happened in downtown Portland. And, you know, it's not lost on me. And I appreciate that you're willing to come on this show and have a conversation about it and talk about baseball. Being a mayor, I think a lot of people would want your job until they had your job. Help us understand what it's been like for you in the last 5 or 6 years.
Well, look, to be truthful, I'm one of four boys, so I grew up in an environment that was not too different, to be honest with you. But yeah, look, we have had significant headwinds in the last several years. We faced this unprecedented number of simultaneous worst-case scenario crises, but we've come through on the other side. And so for me, it was difficult. It was challenging, but you know what? It was difficult and challenging for everybody who called themselves a Portlander, but we're on the other side now and we're seeing huge strides to improve our livability. We're seeing crime rates go way down. There is a consensus in our community that we want to move forward and be a vibrant community, and having MLB is going to do it. And I would just tell people, remember where we were in 2020. And now think about the unique situation on North McAdam, having this one-of-a-kind ballpark with panoramic views of the Cascade Mountains, all of the housing and the commercial and mixed-use development that could take place immediately adjacent to it. This would really be a very, very positive thing for the city. And I want people to know that as I leave. you can hate me, but do not hate this city. Don't bet against Portland because our best days are definitely ahead of us.
Ted Wheeler, the mayor of Portland, is our guest. You know, there is a change of structure that is going to be happening with, you know, after your tenure ends in the city council and, you know, the mayor's influence. Is there a danger of losing momentum here, or are the involved parties you talk with sort of pointed in the same direction as well?
Part of the reason we wanted to pass this resolution now and get the executive branch of city government doing the specific work required to bring an MLB franchise here, continuing to work with the Diamond Project, work with the folks at Seidel Yards, is because we don't want to lose momentum. I would expect the new city council and the new mayor will be very supportive of bringing MLB to Portland, but we wanted to leave nothing to chance. So the city has made a clear commitment. That commitment will bleed over into 2025, and I feel very, very confident at this point that the new mayor and council will be as supportive of MLB as we have all been.
Now, you know, look, I know that we don't want to get too in the weeds with investors and, you know, the finances behind MLB to PDX and, you know, Major League Baseball. But, you know, a lot of people waiting to see a shovel in the ground. So help me understand what makes you enthusiastic or maybe optimistic about this is actually happening. This isn't just baseball being talked about for the umpteenth time.
Number one, we are now unified as a community. Number two, we have an ownership team that's highly committed and passionate about bringing baseball to Portland. Number three, we now have a location with the Seidel Yards, and that has been a big stumbling point up to this point. Number four, we have elected officials at all levels of government who are supporting this effort. Number five, this is the largest unserved market in the United States, so it's going to look attractive economically to the baseball commissioner and the owners. And not to sell them short, but the economics matter very intensively to those folks. And last but not least, we passed a House bill many, many, many years ago that actually provides a source of funding for professional baseball to be located within the city limits of Portland. And that's really helping us today. So all of our ducks are lined up. Things look really good. I'm hugely optimistic. The community has been very, very supportive, and they've demonstrated they will support an MLB franchise in Portland. So this is our time. And we just need to keep pushing the ball forward, and I'm confident we'll do it.
All right, so will I see you at a game? Are you going to have a beer and a hot dog, look out at that great panoramic view, and again, coming back to another thing, you know, you mentioned, hey, people can hate you if they want. Like, people hate me based on my opinions, right? And so I don't think people hate you. I just think people who love Portland saw it sort of disintegrating before their eyes, and they were very frustrated, and you become kind of the face of, you know, hey, the mayor needs to do something about this. Like, you know, you become the face of that, and you give somebody, a target to be frustrated about.
Yeah, well, all of that is true, but with power comes responsibility. And as the mayor of this city, I am responsible, and I share the frustration. Believe me, as somebody who was born and raised here, who's been here, you know, my family's been here for generations, I am as frustrated and as upset as anybody about what our city has had to go through. But here's the truth. Now that I can look back on it at all, I can tell you that I think we're coming out of this a better community as a result. I think we're better organized. I think we do not take for granted the wins that we have. I think we're realizing now that we're in a serious competition with other municipalities around the nation, not just for MLB, but for outside dollars generally. And we have to compete. And post-COVID, we also have to rethink the way urban centers attract and retain quality talent, families, retirees. Everything's on the table now. And we're talking about things that we really didn't talk about before, like our relatively high marginal income tax rates, the livability issues, the fact that for decades our state has largely ignored mental health issues and substance use issues. All of those things are front and center now at every level of government. And from my perspective, we should have been there 25 years ago, but we weren't. But now we are.
Mayor Ted Wheeler is our guest. You know, before I cut you loose, you mentioned some of those big issues, and I think some of the naysayers are going to say, hey, aren't there more important things for a city to be focused on? Now, I happen to think you can address mental illness and crime and also build a ballpark, but what do you tell those people?
Just what you just did. Being in municipal government means you're focused on public safety, you're focused on livability, you're focused on parks and greenways, you're focused on economic opportunity. You can't just focus on one thing and ignore the rest. It's a package. And when I look at MLB, what I would argue to people, particularly people who don't follow or necessarily care about sports, they should care that it will bring in billions of dollars of outside investment into our community. It will bring more travel and tourism into our community. It will help define our brand as a city in a positive way. And so for that reason, I think it is extremely important. And again, if you look around the country, other cities see the same thing. They understand that professional sports is a huge leveraging opportunity economically and socially going forward. And we need to be in the competition at every level, and we need to win it. And I believe we can when it comes to MLB, just as we did with the WNBA.
There's a lot about my job that I think readers and listeners don't understand. But what about the job of mayor? Don't people understand?
Well, that's a really tough question. I think it's the details. You know, people, I think, have an idea of what a mayor should be. I should probably weigh about 50 to 60 pounds more than I do. I should probably wear a garish sash that calls me the mayor, maybe wear a top hat. But the reality is the mayor is one of many players. And in our current form of government, I only control 20% of the votes. Portland has what is called a weak mayor form of government, meaning I can assign bureaus and I get first crack at the budget. But at the end of the day, I only get 20% of the votes on the city council as one of five members. And so people call me all the time and just say, well, why can't you do this? Why can't you do that? Why can't you do the other thing? And the reason is because the mayor in our form of government is not all powerful. But that's a detail. People don't really care about it. Mm-hmm. They shouldn't have to care about it. And frankly, I think one of the positives about my tenure is I have been able to navigate working with the city council. I have great relationships with all of the commissioners. All of my budgets have been passed, most of them unanimously. And by and large, we've all agreed that our priorities are homelessness, public safety, livability, and making sure that we recover economically. And this MLB discussion is a key part of that economic recovery.
Mayor Ted Wheeler, our guest. Finally, the next step. What, you know, this may occur in January, February. You may be watching this from the comfort of your home, but what do you expect to be the next step that maybe fans in pro MLB to PDX supporters should be looking for?
So we already have our interim city administrator, Michael Jordan, creating a work group. And the work group will be composed of representatives from each and every one of the city's bureaus. They will identify on a regular basis any problems, any setbacks that could potentially hold our bid for MLB back. And they will address those issues proactively, and they'll report back to the council on their progress. So that's sort of the first thing, and that's happening as we speak. We're already organizing our government infrastructure to support MLB. The second is to make sure that the Zidell Yards acquisition is successful. We'll work alongside the Portland Diamond Project to make sure that's the case.
Mayor Ted Wheeler, thank you. Thanks for your time. Appreciate you helping us understand this.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it. And let's keep moving this forward.
Well, there you hear it. I want to know what you think as a listener. I want to know whether you believe more in MLB to PDX today than you did yesterday. Often when it comes to politics, people are stuck in their ways. They believe what they believe no matter what they hear, right? Well, what about this Portland Diamond Project effort to bring MLB to PDX? I'll tell you this. over the years I've been in this market, 20 plus years, I have watched different sports entities fight against or row upstream against the political current in Portland and at the state capitol in Salem. For the first time, maybe in 20 years, I hear city leaders and city officials rowing in the same direction. Governor Tina Kotek rowing in the same direction. If baseball doesn't happen in Portland, it's not going to be because it doesn't have a political champion, sort of banging the drum for it. But I want to know what you think. What do you need to see to know this is happening? Do you need to see a shovel in the ground? Do you need to see a list of investors? I gave you the original list of Portland Diamond Project investors years ago. But now we're talking about a larger scale investment. What do you need to see? Major League Baseball list Portland as being at the front of the line, Rob Manfred coming to Portland? What is that thing you need to see that makes you believe that MLB to PDX can happen? 503-417-7575. You tell me.
Trump endorsed MAGA extremist Bernie Marino says he wants to move Ohio forward. He wants to make America great again. For whom? For people of color? For black people? Nah. Marino is just looking out for himself and his white supremacist MAGA buddies. He doesn't believe in multicultural America and equality for all. Marino was not for us and will never look out for us. We must re-elect Sherrod Brown, who's a champion for our community and all Ohioans. Vote for Sherrod Brown, November 5th.
Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.